Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perreault, and I'm very pleased to be joined today by a couple people from PEP. We've got Suzanne Rintoul, who, of course, is no stranger to our airwaves. Suzanne, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Bob.
And we've got a first-timer alert here. Maureen Crook is joining us.
Yes, thank you, Bob, for having me.
You're very welcome. Now, Suzanne is, of course, the executive director. What do you do, Maureen?
I am the program coordinator at PEP. I began with them in September, so I've been with them, I guess, 9 months now, going well.
So you come up with some of the programming that you're going to do and then develop other programs?
Yeah, yeah. So I help develop the programming for the day adult program, and then as any special events that are coming up and presentations, workshops, all the good stuff, all the fun stuff.
Is she any good at it, Suzanne?
She's pretty good at it. I think we're going to keep her.
I say that very tongue-in-cheek because I've often said, and I've talked to Suzanne about this many times, just how valuable a service you are providing to the people of Perth and surrounding areas. So, yeah, my hat's off to the job that you do. It's absolutely fantastic.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And we're here to talk about just some of that programming and some of the incredible things that are being offered by PEP Therapeutic Center. You wanted to start out, Suzanne, by talking about social prescribing, and this is a six-week learning series that happened?
Yeah, so it was Maureen. Thanks to Maureen for all of the hard work that she does. I think, you know, being post-COVID and having a program coordinator with such passion and enthusiasm has been really wonderful for PEP. And one of those 6 weeks learning series was Dr. Kuchinad. Dr. Kuchinad did a series for us that had a big impact on our clients and the members of the community that came to that event. And that gave them a lot to ponder about the importance of staying connected within their community in whatever aspect that means to them. So for some, it might be musical. For some, it might be socialization. Others, it might be gardening with the table. Whatever aspect of their life that they enjoy that they can continue on is so important right now.
Absolutely. So what was it like working with Dr. Kuchinad to sort of get this all together, Maureen?
He was just wonderful. He's very supportive, and he knows and understands what social prescribing does for older adults, and that's what PEP is about. We're there to support them and keep them socially engaged, because the pandemic was very tough on our older adults and seniors, and studies show that isolation obviously happened, and increase in anxieties and depression. So social prescribing is very important for getting people connected to the community again and getting them out, getting them away from being isolated and engaging them with others and the community as a whole.
What a great term. Social prescribing, you know?
Like, it is, yeah.
You know, it makes it sound all medically, but you're going to go out, you're going to interact and have fun.
Yeah.
Doctor's orders.
It's by social prescribing, you can actually influence perhaps the person's medical conditions, because some of their medical conditions actually are because of them feeling so isolated and lonely.
For sure.
You know, if we can get people more active, doing exercise programs and just engaging with other adults so they're not feeling so lonely. People that come to PEP, that's their family. They have a camaraderie, and they form relationships. And even if you've never been a social person, it's just worthwhile coming to PEP and just giving it a try, and we'll kind of put you on the day where there's similar personalities that suit you so that you're feeling comfortable in the environment.
This is Mental Health Awareness Week as well, and when you talk about social prescribing and the effect that it can have on mental health, that's exactly what I think you're referring to right now by saying, you know, being alone can really affect the different conditions that they have. This just opens up a whole new world.
It does, yeah. So if you can get somebody to feel better about themselves, they're more likely to exercise, and they're more likely to feel ambitious to go and try something new. So it's definitely the more people that we can get engaged in the community, the better, right? And working on ensuring that there are not barriers that they're facing. So, you know, for some people, it's transportation. They can't get to PEP. So we also offer other programs such as the Mercury program, which is a program which is telephone based. So anybody that has a phone can take part in that. And Maureen's getting that going again in the next few weeks as well. So
I remember when the pandemic started, that was you know, the telephone. It was such a great way to reach out because it was a technology that everyone was comfortable with. You know, the people that you're dealing with on a regular basis, they may not want to use Zoom. They may not know how to use Zoom. They may not have anyone there who can help them do it because they're alone. And it's so cool that the phone continues to be such an important tool.
It is. Didn't we all notice when we missed it when we had our power outages, right? Couldn't get a hold of anybody.
Absolutely. Are you going to do more of these sessions? Like, do you think you'll run another one of these workshops at some point?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. We're looking at doing it again in the fall. So we had done them before COVID in the spring, but Maureen would like to do it more often. And I think it's important. We can only catch so many people at one time, and hopefully the word gets out to say that it was informative, all the series that we did run. And if we can help, you know, one person every series, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. We've gained. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
I was going to ask you, do you take the feedback that you've gotten, and does that help shape the programming for the next time around?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, hearing the feedback is very nice to obviously receive, but to take it and actually roll with it and use that to future plan is good. So we have some ideas for the fall that have come out of these workshops. And there's a couple that we may roll again with that were very popular. There was a lot of questions that were asked, a lot of engagement. And I think those two topics would be good to do again and perhaps open up to a greater number of people that didn't get out the first time.
Well, I look forward to the two of you coming back ahead of that so we can let people know when it's going to happen and, you know, help get more people out there and learning exactly how good this is.
The people that attended the workshops are those that are already reaching out and looking for supports, right? So we really need to get the family physicians on board and the nurse practitioners, those people to recognize that, geez, wouldn't it be great if this person would go to a program and get connected, and perhaps we could help to alleviate some of the burden that they're feeling within their offices. So, I mean, you're a little bit preaching to the choir, right, when those people show up to the events. But if we can just keep spreading the word about the, you know, the connections that we can help them to form. Really, anecdotally, I would say that our clients go to their doctor's offices less. They have less visits to eMERGE. They have less falls. And also, if they are admitted to the hospital, they want to get back for their in time for the next day back at PEP again. So it's, yeah.
It's awesome.
Just need to get the word out, yeah.
Maybe you can tell us who comes to PEP then.
So, I mean, we'd love anyone 55, 60 plus is an older adult living at home, whether they're on their own or they have a caregiver. They come to us to engage in socialization, to engage in cognitive stimulation, and also we do a physical exercise daily, which is important because it not only helps strengthen them, but it helps with fall prevention as well. It helps with decreasing that isolation that so many of them had to deal with in the past few years. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you get couples ever coming out, or is it mostly people who are alone?
We used to have a couple that did come to the exercise class, yes. And generally, I would say people bring their loved one and stay with them the first couple of times that they come, making sure they're comfortable and making sure they've got their loved one in a place that they are enjoying being. But then once the person gets comfortable, then they're happy to just be dropped off, right?
Yeah,
or they drive themselves as well.
A big part of it is respite for the caregiver.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's benefits all around. There's no doubt about it. Not too long ago, you were sitting in that very chair and we were talking about Docs on Ice, and Dr. Kuchinad was here, and Dr. I forget her name. I apologize.
Alexia DeYoung.
There you go. And you were here talking.
Oh, and Dr. Van Oppen, sorry, excuse me.
Is that who it was?
Okay. Dr. Van Oppen, yes, it was, sorry.
All right, no problem. you were all here, you were all talking, it was leading up to Docs on Ice. We know Brian Perkin was very involved in that as well, and he had a great time, so he's given us some accounts as to how it went. But how did it go from your perspective?
I thought it went really well, and the feedback that we received from the players was very good. I had some wonderful volunteers from other charitable organizations within the area that were extremely helpful to us as well in the hockey arenas. So, and they had a great time out at Camp Marywood, which is the Easter Seals camp. I think everybody was generally pleased with it, and many of the physicians have said, oh, can you guys run it all the time? But no, we can't possibly do that because we're a nonprofit agency, and not, you know, I'm just sort of doing that off the side of my desk. So, but a lot of good came out of it for sure. We had the London area physicians actually took up a collection within their community, and they were able to provide us with some money that we're actually going to be able to use to provide 6 weeks of free PEP classes for any new clients that would like to join us.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's really good, yeah. And how thoughtful of them to, you know, in advance think of that it would be beneficial to us. But I'm very grateful to those London area doctors, as well as all of the doctors, but they just went above and beyond, right?
Yeah.
As did our local physicians. They were amazing.
Because they were, like, you were the prime charity that was chosen to support. So, I mean, that's one thing. But otherwise, what is, you know, the money that was generated, what is it going to be used for?
Well, that's a good question, Bob. So we've yet to have all of my income come in, and we have yet to pay all of the bills as well. So it'll be interesting once we see what the final tally is to take it to the board of directors and ask, you know, is it a rainy day bank account, mm-hmm. or is it something that we can, like use for something like subsidy for people that can't afford to come to PEP, because we really don't want to have people have barriers. In fact, we're trying to lower their prices so that it is affordable for everyone.
Fantastic. Well, that's awesome. I'm so glad it was such a great turnout. Second time in recent years that it's been held here, and every time they have the same reaction. You guys should do it all the time, like in this community. So, yeah. I guess you have another career choice at some point if you want to be.
I think that one's a little bit more stressful. You have to be passionate about what you do, right? Yeah. I'm passionate about seniors and making sure they can live in their own home as long as possible. So that job comes pretty easy to me. Party planning, not my forte.
Yeah. Well, you know, speaking of planning, maybe Maureen, you can tell us a little bit about what's going on during the spring at PEP.
Yeah, so we have some really great things coming up here at PEP. So on June 6th, we have a healthy communications presentation coming. Location to be yet determined, but it's a free event. And of course, we're going to recognize World Elder Abuse Awareness Day, which is on June 15th. And we also have a webinar event happening that day that will be free for anyone that would like to attend. And then on July 18th, we have an ageism presentation coming. Again, that will be in person and a Zoom link provided for those that can't make it physically to attend. It's going to be a great one. A lot of talk about ageism these days, so we're looking forward to having that. And then, of course, as Suzanne mentioned, we have the 6-week free trial for new clients. That's mm-hmm. coming up thanks to the London hockey teams. And we're starting back now until October, our games night. It's going to be the second Thursday of the month. We will have a games night for our clients, caregivers, anyone that wants to come out and just socialize, have some fun, have some laughs. That's starting again. And we have our caregiver chat every third Friday of the month. So that is resuming this month on May 19th. And that was kind of on hold with our presentations that we had, the 6-week series. Mm-hmm. So we're getting back to that. And something that both Suzanne and I are actually quite excited about is we are trying to put together a walking football team.
Oh.
So this is going to be indoor soccer in a gym. For seniors, any older adults that would like to come out. It's very big in the UK, obviously. So we're trying to get it here, walking football. So
neat.
Yeah, we have an information session coming up on May 23rd at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
And if anyone would like to get more information or whatnot, they can certainly call PEP, and the website is morepep.ca, correct?
Correct, yeah. Mm-hmm. We're also looking for volunteers for that program. So if there's somebody listening who he knows who he is.
All right.
Yeah, we're looking for anybody that would like to help out with that program. Yeah, it'd be great. And, you know, we're also looking for board members. So if anybody is interested in joining our board this coming year, that's something, if they could reach out to me, they're welcome to call us at 613-201-7172.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming in. We really appreciate it. It's always a pleasure when we get to visit with you, Suzanne, and you did a fantastic job.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for having us, Bob. We really appreciate it.
No problem.
Glad to be here.
Our guests today on In Focus, Maureen Crook and Suzanne Rintoul from PEP Therapeutic Center. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.